Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, 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 my podcasting people. My podcasting people. Do you know the show has completed one whole year? Well, a little bit more, because I'm a little bit late with things, but I'll tell you the reasons why. So the show has completed one whole year of podcasting in my particular style.
Have a listen.
I suggest that you press the record button in order to record the session. Just an advice, a piece of advice, no worries.
It's good advice. It's very good advice. And I thought, English for dogs.
Easy. It's easier for dogs to understand one syllable than two or three.
Exactly. And then I had a nosebleed once in a gym, so bad that they had to call an ambulance. Believe me, I was in the gym.
Yeah, it was very formal.
Really?
When you listen to the other ones, you...
Okay.
I'm telling you, my eyes have built up muscles just from watching people move from one side of the screen to the other. You're going to say, no, I don't do drugs, but I do a podcast.
Exactly. Go listen to
exactly.
Go Silly listen. Podcast by Denzel Mills.
Try and get the name right first of all. Silly Conversations. This is a little celebration to let you know that the podcast now has a website. It's called sillyconversations.es, and you can go there and you can see the podcasts, the shows. You can also see a blog, and within the blog, there are also some free resources. You can go there. Over a period of time, I'll be populating the blog with links and information that you may find useful, which is more about from the teaching, learning English in the traditional way. In the resources, they add to some of the vocabulary, expressions, and general information which may be useful for your learning pleasure, because the podcast is only for listening and pure enjoyment. So hopefully over this last year you have found some enjoyment, and for me, I kind of like the idea of doing this, and I'm going to play some of the adverts. Now I'm sure you've missed the adverts, because if you've listened to a whole episode, in some there were adverts or little spots, as we say in the business, spots. And these spots were just ideas all related to the conversation that I had with some of my guests. I'm just going to put a montage of these together, because I'm going to start a new year of podcasting with improvements in the sound and delivery, and some repeat guests, the people who helped me out at the very, very beginning. I'd like to give them the opportunity to have a much better sound now, and new guests and new conversations. Silly, sensible, interesting. So my friends, thank you very much for the support, all 10 of you. And I know some people have listened to everything, but so I'd like you to continue listening to the podcast. Subscribe if you haven't. Tell your friends if you haven't. If you've got friends, tell them. If you don't have friends, just stop a total stranger on the street and tell them about Silly Conversations, the podcast. The continuation now will be some of the ads, the silly things that happened within Silly Conversation. I hope you enjoy, and thank you very much for the support. And I'm going to thank you in advance for the continued support, because I know you're going to do it. Do you understand what I mean? There will be a man coming to your door with a very, very menacing look. Thank you very much. Enjoy.
Preposition Man. The hero of Grammar City and the busy city of Grammar City, people had a big problem. Prepositions were everywhere. but no one knew how to use them correctly. People said things like, I'll meet you on 3 p.m. or, I'm good in English. It was confusing, and everyone needed help. But fear not, because Preposition Man was here to save the day.
Inspirational watercolors. Paintings for your house to make it a more pleasant place. Inspirational watercolors are paintings of flowers, all types of flowers, dead and alive, made with paint, water, and of course, colors. Orange, blue, green, and black. For your bedroom, your living room, your kitchen, or just anywhere you need a little sparkle. Inspirational watercolors. Available from this number, Sao Paulo, 612-1917-9614. Available now, free package and posting. Inspirational watercolors, just for you. Brighten up your home.
Have you been learning English for a long time? Have you not met the right person to share your English with? Are you lonely? Are you sad? Tired? Alone? Phrasal verbs to flirt. A 3-week course which will help you pick up somebody, get to know somebody, go out with somebody, move in with somebody, and break up with somebody. 3 weeks, phrasal verbs to flirt. Contact us to find out more information. Phrasal verbs to flirt.
So the idea of the adverts or the spots, really the spots that came up were just from things people said in the podcast or some ideas of things that just came to my mind as I was either editing or maybe even comments I've said to students in classes. And there's just a range of them. And just listen and enjoy.
Was it hard organizing today? You just couldn't get everything done. Didn't get the kids to school on time today. And your boss called you for a late meeting. You received an email and a WhatsApp from your mom at the same time, asking whether you're coming to lunch or not. We all have those days. We all know how it feels. You've booked up for an English course in an academy and realize you just can't make it most weeks. We understand you perfectly. That's why here on Silly Conversations, we have the academy for you. This academy, Hoy No Puedo, the English academy designed for people like you. People who have difficult lives. People who pay their money in advance but just can't make it. Hoy no puedo. The English Academy that understands when you cancel the day before. The English Academy that understands if you cancel 5 minutes before. We understand you perfectly. Hoy no puedo. The English Academy that understands that you have a difficult life. It may take you 10 years to learn the present simple, or maybe you're advanced but still have those mistakes with the present perfect, not to mention phrasal verbs or prepositions. But we understand. You have a difficult life. We all know it's very difficult, but this academy understands your needs. And that's why Hoy No Puedo is the English Academy for you. To find out more information, you can contact us on www.hoynopuedo.com. hoynopuedo.com. Emailos at losiento@hoynopuedo.com. And we know, we understand you perfectly. The new style of academy. You can have your classes or not. You can come to the academy or not. Hoy no puedo. The English Academy for you.
English for Judo. Are you a judo specialist going international? Maybe you need a little bit of English. Phrases like, ouch, ooh, ah. Sentences like, that hurt. Please can you stop? Do you have to put your foot on my head? And the most famous, does my arm really need to bend that way? English for Judo. Contact us to find out more. 10 hours and you will be proficient in English for Judo.
I also started to use AI to generate some spots as well. And this one was a rap about the use of get. And also on the website, there is some information about the use of get. It's all fantastic stuff. Enjoy.
Yo, I get up every morning, grinding from the jump. Life ain't no easy ride, but I ain't never slump. Trying to get by, the struggle real, can't lie. But I'm reaching for the sky, no matter how hard I try. They say you gotta get ahead, stack that bread. But I stay focused, keeping peace inside my head. I ain't looking to get away from the hustle and chase, cause success only comes when you embrace the race. I get down with my crew, we moving as one. In this world of obstacles, we still having fun. I'm gonna get through it, no matter the test. With these phrasal verbs, I'm speaking truth, doing my best. But I ain't trying to get over on nobody. I keep it clean. Life is a lesson, and I'm building my dream. They want me to get along, but I ride solo strong, following my path, writing my own song. Sometimes you gotta get back to your roots to feel alive. Remind yourself where you're from and why you strive. I keep the energy, never let it get to me. Focused on my grind, man, success is the key. I get down with my crew, we moving as one. In this world of obstacles, we still having fun. I'm gonna get through it, no matter the test. With these phrasal verbs, I'm speaking truth, doing my best. Getting up, getting on, never slowing my pace. Through the highs and lows, I'ma get in the race. No matter what happens, I won't get stuck. I'm a rise to the top, because I don't give up.
Once, I had this idea about the possibility of having a language in a bottle, like English in a bottle, where you could just drink, you know, like medicine, and then you'll improve your language skills. And this was the ad for that. Great.
When the day winds down and the world goes quiet, it's time for something a little more comforting. Imagine a drink that not only soothes your senses, but sharpens your mind. Introducing English in a Bottle. The nighttime drink that helps you relax while you learn. Each sip of English in a Bottle is infused with rich vocabulary, smooth grammar, and the subtle undertones of British idioms. It's like drinking wisdom, word by word. As you unwind, you'll find yourself naturally absorbing the language, without even thinking about it. It's more than just a drink. It's a gentle invitation to fluency. With every drop, English in a Bottle relaxes your body while nourishing your mind, preparing you for sweet dreams filled with new words and phrases. Perfect for late evenings. It helps you drift into a peaceful sleep. And when you wake up, a little more fluent, a little more confident. English in a Bottle. Unwind, relax, and learn a little too. Disclaimer: English in a Bottle does not guarantee fluency overnight. Please enjoy responsibly.
And this was about a conversation in a class just talking about my time living in Manchester with my Italian friends. And this was the result of that conversation.
Do you love Italian food? Do you have Italian friends? Would you like to cook for your Italian friends? Yes, but there's one problem. You're English. Yes, you're English. No fish and chips here. No roast beef or baked beans on toast. But we have a solution for you. You'd like to impress your Italian friends with a nice pasta sauce, but your spaghetti al pomodoro, you've used tomato ketchup. You put raisins in a risotto. You're not sure what the difference is between gnocchi or lunghini. Figurate. But we have a course for you. An Italian cooking course for the English. A new experience, a new idea presented to you by Silly Conversations, where you have the opportunity to show off your skills and impress your Italian friends. Cook Italian if you're English. Learn the skills, learn the techniques, and learn those little tricks that only the Italians know. Whether you're cooking for Italians in the north or in the south, or your Italian friends around the world, be confident. English cooks Italian. You can learn how to cook Italian. In 4 weeks, we'll give you a comprehensive course on English cooks Italian for your Italian friends to enjoy or maybe laugh. English cooks Italian. Che figata. English cooks Italian. Che figata.
This is a public service announcement on behalf of Silly Conversations for those who are having difficulties in the summer months. Walking around the streets, looking a little lost, thinking about the times that have passed, wearing sandals and white socks, just like the old days, looking for something to do to pass the time away. Back, yes, back to having lunch between 12 and 1. An English teacher in the summer looks a little lost. Adopt an English teacher. Yeah. Adopt an English teacher for those language teachers in the summer who have lost their way. You can help by adopting an English teacher through this difficult time. You may have to experience corrections, homework, but remember, you're not obliged to do any. By adopting an English teacher, you provide a service to the society. You help English teachers stay true to their profession and not fall back into bad habits. Adopting an English teacher can be very simple, from 1 hour a week or 1 hour a day. If you're generous, you can invite them into your home for the whole week. For more information about adopting an English teacher for the summer months, you can contact me at Silly Conversations. Adopt an English teacher for the summer. Adopt an English teacher. It's a social obligation. And on the website, maybe you'll find an alternative or an explanation about these ads. So, sillyconversations.es and Silly Conversations, the podcast, on all your great, fantastic podcasting sites. Have a listen.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.